Alan Watts sitting in for Mike Feldhaus on this edition of Across Kentucky. Culinary tourism is becoming a new buzzword in Kentucky, but it's describing something that has been done in the Bluegrass State for many years. Kentucky Travel Commissioner Mike Manchin says tourism officials are positioning the state to make sure visitors know what we have to offer here.
We've started a new culinary website, KentuckyCuisine.com. The thing with culinary is that a person that might be also interested in bourbon or wine or craft brewery falls under that niche. So, you know, you've got folks that are traveling for that. The Kentucky Bourbon Trail and all of our distilleries are bringing in, you know, anywhere from 350,000 to 400,000 people who are visiting multiple distilleries while they're in town. But let's not forget our wineries. We have over 80 wineries in the state.
Manchin said the distilling industry in Kentucky is continuing to grow.
We've been obviously tracking the growth with the distilleries, and that's still, in my opinion, in its infancy. I think that the sky's the limit on that. But the wineries and the craft breweries as well, you know, from an industry standpoint, Kentucky's trying to become the center of the universe for distilling all things. And that's good because people want to come in and literally taste and get a taste of the flavors.
We'll have more in a moment.
This looks good. I think I'll try it. Now I need a package of beef. Oh, Kentucky Proud's on the label. I wonder if a Kentucky farmer really raised it.
We are the Bach family from Bath County, Kentucky.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I feel I'm really blessed to be able to work with my family.
We try to do the best job that we can so that the consumer is satisfied.
It's a good life. Kentucky farm families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Travel Commissioner Mike Manchin says culinary tourism is becoming one of the best experiences Kentucky has to offer visitors.
Louisville's led the way in that. You know, they were one of the foodiest towns of the South and Southern. Leving Foters, which is one of the travel guides, listed them as a great food town. The thing that people have to remember is we sell experiences, and a big part of your travel experiences are your meals. So if you can come to a destination and have a great experience at whatever attraction you go to at your hotel, at your restaurants, then they're going to go back and tell people. And that's what we sell, experiences. And I hear it all the time when somebody comes to Kentucky. I didn't know I could do that. I didn't know I could have that experience, and I'm coming back.
Manchin adds, the funny thing is culinary tourism has been in Kentucky for decades.
A lot of restaurants throughout Kentucky have done that forever. They just didn't know what it was. They didn't call it farm table. When that movement really took off, and you know, that movement with that name took off in the major metropolitan areas like New York and Chicago, well, that's how we've always cooked.
For more about culinary tourism, check out KentuckyCuisine.com. I'm Alan Watts, sitting in for Mike Feldhaus on this edition of Across Kentucky on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.